we're so conscious that Irish farming is so volatile at the moment, and it's very difficult for people out there to try and make a living, particularly in the Northwest, where farms are smaller, where farmers are you know, dependent on probably a suckling herd or sheep, and it's very, very difficult for them to try and turn a living out of it. And in a lot of cases, they're dependent on the schemes that they're involved in, the various schemes from government for assistance. And unfortunately, there's huge difficulties in many of those schemes as well. And while the department and the minister can't control the weather, and has, I suppose, well, have some influence over prices, they can't control them fully, but they still can certainly control the schemes that they put in place. And a lot of those schemes are running into a lot of difficulties, and farmers are finding it very hard to draw down the money when they need to, and they meet with penalties and all kinds of problems and delays in payment. And all of that is having a huge knock-on effect, because many farms are run on credit, where they have a lot of loans out for to try and cover the basics and to get over the periods when they're the lean times, and those lean times are becoming longer and more difficult. And I think there needs to be, you know, a commission on Irish agriculture as to where it's, what its future is, and particularly the future of the family farm, because Ireland has that, I suppose, unique marketing tool when we go abroad to sell our product, that Irish cattle and sheep come from the small family farm where they're, if you like, hand-reared, where they're free roaming in the fields and grass-fed. And that's something which is not the case in many, many countries. And of course, we have excellent traceability as well from the whole, from the farm right the way through to when the piece of meat or the milk or whatever gets to the dining table. So, you know, all those advantages should be giving Irish farming, you know, a much better return to the farmer, to the person who takes all the risk. And unfortunately, it takes the least profit from it. And I think that needs to change. And we have a lot of work to do to get that right.
So, Deputy, ideally you'd like to see a lot of the schemes that farmers encounter, you'd like to see them streamlined, it sounds like, and because as well that you're making the point that what Ireland has in its family farms is a unique kind of identity, and you run the risk of, if it's not getting continued, once it's lost, it's lost, it's not going to come back.
Exactly. I think we have to be very careful that we don't go down the route of corporate farming, where it becomes a big conglomerate of businesses that run the farms. And, you know, that's I think, the model that will be to our detriment. And the only way for to keep the family farm alive is to ensure that, you know, the small holdings are made viable and sustainable into the future. I think we have to recognise that, you know, the biggest obstacle we have to securing the Irish family farm is the minister's department, which is not doing things properly to ensure that Irish farming is made viable and sustainable into the future. And to do that, they need to ensure that all of the schemes work very well and are streamlined and are efficient and effective for farmers and for the government as well, because it works both ways.